Yes, good morning to you all in Jesus' name. This is Daniel King again with the Daily Inspiration. Just like to bring an encouragement here this morning on the subject of serving and the subject of being servants of Jesus Christ. I had the privilege of having another birthday in recent weeks here, and I came in after a hard day's work, and my family had the best dishes set out. They had my favorite foods, my favorite snacks, and everyone was focused and excited and geared towards serving me, the whole family. And of course, there are a few people who are not blessed by that, as I was. I felt like the richest man around with my wife and children. But we can't go very far into that until we see and realize that in order to be served, it takes someone else to serve us. In other words, in order to be served, someone else has to do the serving. And so, if we really think about it, unless someone else serves, no one will have the blessing of being served. And that is what Jesus Christ came to do. He came to serve as he was with his life here on earth. It's very obvious and plain. As we study his life, it was a life of serving others. Whether it was, you know, whatever the need was, he would evaluate a situation and he would figure out what the person needs, and then he would minister that need to them. Whether it was physical, spiritual, or even just, you know, just to be a friend along the lines of friendship. And, we know that he wept with those that weep, and he felt the pain of their infirmities, as the scripture says that we have a high priest that can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And I remember when I was in that dark pit of sin before I was a Christian, I was in this deep, dark pit of sin, and I was on the verge of despair, knowing that if my life continues, I will, you know, have some very major consequences. And so one evening, there's this individual that came to me, and she had listening ears, and she had a heart of compassion, and somehow that broke the dam, and my heart just opened, and I just poured out my woes and problems, and she just listened. And I've thought about that a lot already since then. That has been many years ago, but I've thought a lot about that since then, how that it's easy for us to confide in people who care. And I've also noticed another thing, that it's easy to confide in people who are broken and are sympathetic. It's easy to confide in people who acknowledge their need, who acknowledge their... In other words, it's the opposite of confident and boastful. And so I've been thinking about this a lot and wondering, you know, for myself, I can say that it's easy for me to confide in people, but that doesn't really, that's just my desire to be around people like that. So the bigger question is, how can I become a person like that? And I think that is what should be our focus, rather than looking how we can surround ourselves with people that serve us, is I think we should be seeking on how we can serve others. And the blessing that is in that, when there is a whole community of people who are there for the service of others. And, you know, in many ways, Jesus Christ said that he needs to leave so that the Comforter can come and so that he can be replaced. And I was just thinking about the many people, if I may use the illustration there in the Old Testament, where the children of Israel were in the wilderness and were being bitten by snakes, thousands and millions of them were coming into the tents and biting people, and these people were dying because of the snake bites. And then there was a solution given by God. God looked down in mercy and had given a solution by putting a serpent on a pole, and then having the people look at that. And obviously the camp was very big, and the pool was just in one spot. And they had to actually go to the pool and see the serpent in order to be healed. The problem was that many of these people were sick to the point where they were too weak to walk. And in many cases, you know, sometimes the whole household was sick, where they couldn't help each other get to the serpent on the pole. And one of the things I've been reflecting on is we acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the solution to every problem known among man here in our day and age as we see it. Jesus Christ is that serpent on the pole. And I think it's important that we send out that message. I think that's very important. People everywhere are turning to all kinds of things for answers. And I think it's important that we go and we share that message that Jesus Christ is the answer to every problem known among man, both spiritual, emotional, and many times even physical. But the picture I'm seeing here is, if you have a man, he might be a man with a loud voice, and he's walking through the camp there, and he's preaching with a loud voice, walking up and down the street, saying that the solution is in the snake that is on the pole. And he's faithful in his ministry or calling to make that announcement that there is a solution. You know, and his role, I think, is very important. I think his role is important in sounding that message. But I can't help but, you know, realize that unless there are those that actually go into the tents and help these people come to the pool, they really won't get there. Just the knowledge of it, by hearing it, by hearing someone say it, will not necessarily get them to the, you know, to see the healing that comes that from God's provision. And so many a times in being a witness for Christ, it takes preaching, but it also takes physical action. I think that God wants us to go into those tents and seek out those people who are too weak to come on their own, and to build stretchers and lay these people on there and carry them out to see Jesus Christ in a step-by-step process. And how that is done is, you know, how that comes out in shoe leather as far as ministering Jesus Christ to people is different, you know, depending on the circumstance that we find ourselves in. But I'm thinking oftentimes where you have people who are wandering around for years with things like bitterness and unforgiveness, and who may not be verbally saying it, but their face and their life, you can see the load that they're carrying, and how that many of them, especially here in America, have heard that Jesus Christ is the solution. And I've been just thinking about that a lot, how that there's such a great need for people who offer this ministry of Jesus Christ to people, and who are willing to get involved in lives, who are willing to hear, stories, and are patient and have compassion, and who are willing to lead these people from a place of despair and hopelessness and discouragement and depression, and who are willing to walk by their side until they can feel the healing of Jesus Christ, and who, where they can be passed from death to life in many areas of their lives. And so that was just one of the things that stood out to me here recently in that area of all of us can identify with feeling blessed. If we think back over our lives, we can remember instances where we were being served, and where people have blessed us with their sacrificial service, and how that Jesus Christ wants to give us His Spirit for that very reason, is to serve and to be a blessing to others. May God bless you.